We're on now, Pete.
Oh, Jesus, we're on.
We're on.
How do I look?
Amazing. Thank you.
Here we are. Guys, we're here.
Woo!
Here we are.
Born to be kings.
What's your shirt say? I just realized it was upside down.
It says, if you can read this, your controller is inverted.
That's a ripper. I like that. No, I wasn't going with Born to be Kings.
What were you going with?
I was going with In a Room Full of Strangers, and I think it's one of like the Bee Gees songs.
Oh.
I think it is. Here we are in a room full of strangers. I was actually going to do a parody song to this. Stormy, you'll love this.
Okay.
In a room full of gamers discussing gamer things and the gamings of the day. And this is how Dan and I, Dan, who used to be on the podcast years ago, this is how we would basically take songs and people would think they were clever, but really all we were doing was just like taking words out and inserting gaming.
Gaming.
Yeah.
Isn't that like there was a, I think it was South Park or something, where they did an episode where Cartman wanted to be like big in Christian rock music. And so he took a love song and basically changed every word. Every time baby appeared in the love song, he changed it to Lord. And that was basically his album of Christian rock songs.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But anyway, hello, everybody. Thank you for joining. Hello, Gamma. Hello, Sticks. Thank you so much. Tier 2 sub, 54 months.
Jesus Christ, Sticks.
Oof.
You're a wonderful human being, Sticks. Thank you.
And hello, Usless Gamer as well, and Mercury Cast. I would hydrate Mercury, but I forgot to bring my water bottle tonight.
This isn't your water bottle?
No.
Whose water bottle is it then? Hey, and how long has it been there for?
It's a great question. Slatos is subscribed tonight as well. Thank you, Slatos. Yeah, that's not your...
That's not my water bottle.
Well, I want to know whose water bottle that is.
Well, there's only like one other person that normally comes in here, so Stormy, is it yours?
I don't know. Now, the only reason I'm going to admit this right now. The only reason I'm not there today is because I'm a silly goose and I left my keys behind somewhere and I couldn't leave the house. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. But I don't know. Maybe it is my water bottle. I'm not sure. I can't see any lipstick on the top of it. So maybe it's not mine.
Maybe it's the person who actually owns the building.
Maybe. Maybe it's my brother.
Yeah.
Could be my brother. Could be.
He's just doing secret streaming stuff when we're not here.
Probably, actually. It wouldn't surprise me.
he's got everything he needs.
He's a real wild card.
He's probably like a VTuber. He's here during the day and just doing stuff.
You guys have to meet my brother one day, and then you will like just be like, oh, that is not what is happening.
Are you the only gamer in your family, Pete?
In terms of like... In terms of obsessed to the point where it's detrimental to my health, yes.
But are we talking like South Park episode Make Love Not Warcraft?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. You know, like heart attack stuff. Yeah.
Like those Korean gamers that like have heart attacks playing StarCraft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Like I'm that level of, you know, obsessed in my family. No, nobody else is. Nobody could give a shit.
Have you not heard that story before? Like there have been documented cases of gamers in Korea just playing for so long and being hyped up on like energy drinks that they just have a heart attack and die. And we're not talking old people. We're talking like young 20 year olds.
I've heard that before.
Because they God, what do? They play for like 28 hours straight.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're not talking
pure
like
energy little, drinks and yeah. caffeine and
yeah.
Living on no-dos.
Usless Gamer, I'm playing... What does that say? Is that goal? What's goal? G-O-L.
I don't know.
What's goal? Do you know what goal is, Stormy? I can't get my head around pronouncing usless. Like...
Yeah, because in my brain, I thought it was useless.
Yes.
And then I realized, no, that's just me being mean. I didn't read it properly.
No, it's usless.
But it's us.
Is that like
what's
SMB?
Wait, hold on. What's SMB?
Oh, really? Are you being serious right now? What's SMB? Are you legit being serious?
So this is before Stormy's
time. Just give me the first
this
word.
Is
give me
no,
the word.
But
give
this
me the
is super word. Fantastic. This is absolutely fantastic because it means that I'm not the only one. So
no, but she has
the first word.
She super.
Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, she got it quicker than I did. Oh.
Just we're never going to let you forget.
This should just be a game where we just have all these abbreviations.
Well, somebody just decided to throw that acronym at me one night and I couldn't figure it out. And then, like, I was like, oh, and then somebody revealed as Super Mario Brothers, and then that was it.
I've never heard of SMB. Or like, GTA, like, you see it instantly and you know it's Grand Theft Auto, but yeah. I wouldn't just look at SMB and be like, oh, yeah, Super. See, I was going to get it wrong again. Super Mario Brothers.
Super Smash Mario Brothers.
That's SSB.
Yeah.
SSB.
Not to be confused with Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, Sauvignon Blanc. I've been on the wines lately.
Yeah?
Actually, yeah.
I can tell.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. God, you missed 1 week. Yeah. Fucking hell.
Wow.
What are we talking about tonight?
We're going to talk about some... I don't know now.
Okay.
It's on the screen in front of me. I just need to turn my head and read it. But
hang on. Before we get to that, usually we start with the Aussie Broadband Bloody Good Games of the Week.
Yes.
But tonight we're going to do something different. We're actually going to play the Bloody Good Game of the Week because it's a game that, like, it's just everywhere at the moment. Mm-hmm. We thought, we'll have a go. We'll have a throw at the stumps. So that's coming up towards the end of the stream. Right. So stay tuned, guys. God, you're in for a treat. But right now, yes, we're doing the news thing. So what's on the news thing?
So Screen Australia, great little outfit in Australia, government funded, gives a lot of grants to film and TV stuff. They also give grants to video game stuff. And they've recently announced some recipients of a originally $3 million grant that got expanded to $4 million for video game creators. Mm. Well
done.
Absolutely amazing. Love it.
To see it.
Love to see it.
Yep.
And it just means that indie game devs are getting some much-needed funding to help them finish their games. And there's a list of games there. Hang on, let me bring up the list for us. There was one that I saw that I'm quite interested in by the description of it. So Azoic by Tumbleweed Games. It's an adventure casual puzzle game for PC. And the synopsis of it is, play as an orb, attach, and play as its golem body. Use both to explore a ruin, solve puzzles, and make the world bloom. So it sounds like a really cool little puzzle game where
just
take over golems and solve the puzzles. So that's right up my alley. I love those little puzzle games.
Risk It for the Biscuit with a 4 and a 1. I've never seen you before. Have I seen Risk It for the Biscuit before?
I don't know.
No time. Welcome, Risk It.
Welcome. Because usually it says if somebody pops up and chats for the first time, it says first time chatter.
I'm not sure if that shows it. I'm not sure if
that in the chat. Yeah, says first time chat.
I don't think it shows it in the OBS thing. Yeah,
it's
because we're not logged in the OBS stuff. So that's just normal view.
That is just some poopy bollocks.
We'll have to get you to log into.
God, I only just realized. That's why I could see it.
Hang on, he said,
I don't know when that happened.
He said,
I have all the power.
He said, "Nah, mate."
Nah.
He said, nah, mate.
Yeah, nah, mate.
Like he's been here before.
Oh, then
why does it say first time chatter then?
Well, he might have been here before, but this might be his first time chatting.
Oh, that's a very good point. That is a very good point, mate. Don't mind me.
Full of good ideas.
Can I just bring attention to the game? Sorry, I just read it underneath the Azoic one, the Bits and Bops, which is just already right up my alley. Rhythm game, which is just a collection of original rhythm mini. Anything music related. I'm all here for it. It was like, what was that game that you showed a couple of weeks ago, Jim? The first-person shooter one?
Oh, Metal Hellsinger.
Yes.
I love that stuff. That's so cool. So, yeah, I will keep an eye on Bits and Bops. I'm going to look them up right now.
I like that it's mini, like a selection of mini games. Because, like, I like Beat Saber, but it gets a bit samey after a while. And unless you know the music you're playing, which, if I'm being totally honest, all the electronic music in Beat Saber, I have no idea. I just played because I like the beat. But, yeah, when they're mini games, they change and they just do different things. And I'm like, it's amazing to see this list of games and all the different bits and pieces. And I personally, as somebody that likes little puzzle games, I like that there's a lot of puzzle games in here.
I just like that there's a list of Australian indie devs there.
Yeah, because I'm looking them all up as we speak.
Yeah, because I actually don't think I... Vague Blue Dragon, hello, welcome, evening. Is Vague Blue Dragon another first-time chatter?
Nope.
Risk It for the Biscuit is one of Doom Cutie's mates. There you go. So, good evening, Vague Blue Dragon, and welcome. Hey, Natty! Drop Bear. Now, getting back onto these, so I have a bit of an issue with regards to buying games at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because, like, I actually want to find, like, I want to go out there and play indie games. I actually want to find Australian indie games. Like, I want to find Aussie indie games. And I'm having a real hard time finding anywhere where they're categorized really well. Like, Itch is there, and you can go to Itch. But because Itch is so open source, like, you know, there's no gate to it. There's no pay your $140 if you're a dev to get onto this platform like Steam is. So you go to Itch, and then the tags are really all over the place as well, and you have to sift through a lot of shit to actually find the cheeky little diamonds floating around. And then with Steam, it's like, well, Steam, you know, there's so much other stuff on Steam. There's kind of like, I just want some cool Aussie indie dev games, and this looks like it's a good list.
That's it. Good jumping off point to find some great indie games. So this article was published on the Screen Australia website. If you want to go there, check them out. See the list of indie games that's received some funding.
Vague Blue Dragon, I have not heard of Dinkum. Can you put Dinkum up? What's Dinkum?
Oh, I've seen Jerdman, a streamer. I've seen him playing Dinkum.
Dinkum game?
Dinkum is an actual game. I think from watching a little bit of his stream, like, the dev is an Australian, but he's living in Australia now.
Wow, 10 out of 10 on Steam.
I've never heard of it.
James Benden and the Irregular Corporation. It's a town building sim.
Oh, there goes my free time.
Yep. you're done. You are done now. Take a look at this.
Yep.
What a little beauty.
It's game over. Oh,
they were wombats.
Oh, good God. I'm about to lose all my... I think I just want to play this instead of what I had planned tonight.
Hang on. So that was wombats before, and the guy reeled in what looked like to be like a silver perch.
And that was a kangaroo sign.
Oh, look at it.
That looks like a drop bear, if I'm being
drop
honest.
Bears, yeah.
Like a drop bear, not drop bear that's in chat.
Jet skis? There's jet skis?
See, if this was a real Australian game, that'd be Jono's goods, not John's goods.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Yeah. You're right, Jono's goods. Yeah. That's well played, yeah. Sir, well played. There's guitars. Oh, not guitars, kangaroos. Shut up, Pete. There's a crocodile.
Yeah, those are wombats.
They're wombats. Those are big wombats.
You can pet them.
They're the wombats. Yeah.
I've just added it to my wishlist on Steam now.
Oh, this is a great... That's a great point there from Gamma. This game needs Russell Coit.
Oh, my God.
If you could get a playable character as Russell Coit, I'm sold.
I'm contacting Glenn Robbins after the show and saying, yep. Can you just, like, narrate this game for me?
Hunji.
As of the time of this recording stream, it looks like it's currently 10% off on the Steam store.
Ooh. How much is it?
Well, usually it's only
$29. 10%, 27 bucks, you're good. And Con the Fruiterer.
Oh, yes.
Beautiful. Oh. You just get out there and, like, pull out some stuff and you hear this, like, VO drop. Beautiful.
I have no idea what...
It is before your time. So this is the thing. Like, Storm is the youth amongst us three.
The baby.
And Con the Fruiterer. So this is going back to, like, the days of, like, Full Frontal, Fast Forward. So
Australian sketch comedy shows.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he was Con the Fruiterer, and he had his wife Marika.
Yeah. Played by the same person, of course.
Yeah, of course. And Con the Fruiterer was the, they owned a fruit and veg shop, and they were Greeks. And Con the Fruiterer was like, oh, you come in the fruit and veg shop, you come and get it. Look at this, beautiful. And that was pretty much his shtick. And then his Marika was, Con, what are you doing? You know, it was a lot of that sort of stuff. It was very good.
Eric Banner got his start there, believe it or not.
He did, yeah.
And it's so funny when you see Eric Banner now, you think, oh, he's off acting in Hollywood doing serious stuff. No, he was Poiter.
He was Poiter.
He was Poiter,
and he also played Ray Martin.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
With, like, his plastic hair?
The plastic hair, yeah.
Are you about to show me?
I'm having to look up Eric Banner's
If you Poiter. Put in Eric Banner Poiter, yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh,
just
yes.
Throw a little bit of that. Just grab the compilation. There we go. Ads. Poopy ads.
Go away. Go away.
Also, Risky for the Biscuit mentioned also, I feel like we can't forget about Artful Escape as well from last year. We're talking about Australian indie games.
Sensational.
But
here we go.
Oh, I love Peter. Poyter.
Poyter. There he is.
Good Aussie lad.
And always filmed in front of a live studio audience. Mm-hmm.
You gotta look at the hair.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, today I'm gonna be reading to you from this top little book, right? It's a great little novel, and it's called Snow White and the Seven Little Dwarfies.
Now, it's funny because this comedy these days, like, it doesn't hold up as well. Like, no. It's good, and we'd still find it a bit of a laugh. But, you know, if you're watching this as the new generation, it probably doesn't hold up. But this is what we had back in the day. This was 90s gear.
Yeah.
I used to love, God, what's his name? Sean McCullough.
Oh, Milo the Boxer?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Milo the Boxer.
Oh, my God. Oh, we're getting off topic a little bit.
Yeah, we are. Let's get back on.
I think we need to start a new podcast, Pete and Jim Reminisce.
Yeah. Milo the Boxer, and you used to come out like this, and you kind of talk as this house was there, and it was as hard as that as you.
And he was a famous sportsman. It is a little bit old school tonight, actually, because you just quickly, and this is off screen, had a picture of Stray, which we'll come back to, which features a very notable kitty cat from our childhood as well. Which, yeah, before your time, Stormy.
Yeah, time. It was. I feel like I recognize it, and I'm not going to give away who or what it is. I couldn't tell you, actually, but I feel like I've seen it somewhere.
Risk it for the Biscuit, Halo and Pace. Another classic duo.
Just like us, Halo and Pace.
Yeah. Two old fat men.
Speaking of... speak for yourself. I'm just going to suck in my gut. Yes. I'm better. But yeah, more... hopefully going to be an iconic duo, PlayStation and Bungie.
Oh, yeah.
Official confirmation that PlayStation's purchase of Bungie has gone through.
So $3.6 billion deal. Sorry. So this, we heard about this back in January, but it's closed in 15. So obviously, you know, being such big money, there's a lot of like DD that has to happen. Like this due diligence, a lot of going back and forth because, you know, Bungie's a very big organization. There's a lot of legacy going on there, and there's obviously a lot of people that work for the company. There's executives that need to be taken care of. There's shares in the company that need to be distributed. All that sort of stuff. So it takes a bit of time for these things to have themselves sorted out. But if you go down a little bit in this story here that we're currently on, and this is on, and up a bit, and this is on GeekWire, Bungie, hiring spree the last 6 months, office expansions, applications from a total of 24 states in the continental US. But this new deal, now this is the cool stuff, deliberate shift on Sony's part, which plans to rearrange its development priorities over the course of the next 3 years. As per an investor presentation in May, Sony hopes to have at least 12 live service franchises in operation by PlayStation by fiscal year 2025.
That's not long.
It's not long at all, but this is the reason why Bungie's their first major expansion with regards to this, because obviously they have their live service, which is Destiny, and we all play Destiny, we all enjoy Destiny, it's great, but if there's anybody who's done live service well in the last sort of 5 to 10 years, it's got to be Bungie, and it's got to be their execution of Destiny. And now that they have them in-house, well, you've got all of that knowledge and experience to be able to bring about 12 live service franchises. It's very cool.
Natty also said, it's nice when everyone involved in the big deal behaves like an adult too. Everything that's come from this has been very clean.
Yeah.
Very positive. And I think, yeah, it's really exciting. I'm really looking forward to seeing what kind of magic these two can do now.
It's an interesting shift for me because, right, so the history of Bungie. Bungie made the original Halo games. Halo 1, 2, and 3 and Reach were Bungie. And then they separated from Microsoft because they were owned by Microsoft at that point. I can't remember exactly at which point they teamed with Activision Blizzard, but they got away from Activision Blizzard because they wanted more independence. So to me, it's interesting that they're shackling themselves again to a big company like this.
Yeah, see, I think this is different. I think this is less a shackle and more a, hey, guys, we're going to acquire you because we need that knowledge and experience in-house now. And acquisitions are just a run-of-the-mill thing for the industry as they continue to sort of aggregate all of the content that's out there. But I think it's a different sort of thing, you know, Bungie and the Halo franchises and then the work that they did with Activision Blizzard and stuff. And, you know, Activision Blizzard deals and all that in particular, as we now know, given the history of Activision Blizzard with what we've found out when Xbox went after them and they had that acquisition there and then all of the fallout from what happened with the staff and harassments and lawsuits and the CEO and blah, 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 you know, probably not the greatest of partnerships in hindsight anyway. But this to me feels right. It feels right in the sense that PlayStation has seen that they have a giant hole and that Bungie can fill that hole. Like in the sense of that, you know, that's what they've committed to by 2025. And if they go and grab Bungie, they can make it happen. And so that's the sort of thing you go, Bungie, just do your thing.
I also find like this to me feels very different as well, because when Bungie was with Microsoft and Activision, the fact that they could split and weren't sold says to me that they're still their own company, but there was just some sort of partnership happening there, like pretty exclusive partnership, but now PlayStation actually owns them.
What was it that like Bungie and Activision Blizzard were actually working on together?
I think it was just Activision Blizzard nickeling and diming Destiny, wasn't it?
Let me have a look.
In chat, Risk It for the Biscuit has put, with the FTC, which is the US big overseeing body that needs to approve mergers and acquisitions and all that sort of stuff, receiving a response from Microsoft in history of Activision's. Looks like Activision Blizzard close this... What? It looks like we'll see Activision Blizzard close this or last year. What's your thoughts on that? I'm not quite understanding that.
It looks likely. So leading from that, lady and gents, I have to ask, with the FTC referring the history of acquisitions, i.e. UK, EU and China, we all know about union backing. It looks like it will see ABK close this or last year. I don't really understand the question.
The FTC did send Microsoft some questions about its Activision of Blizzard. Activision. I'll start talking when my tongue starts working again. The FTC did send Microsoft some questions over its acquisition of Activision Blizzard. And Microsoft have sent a response. And so I think what he's getting at is that that's coming fairly soon, I think.
But the FTC won't let him be or let me be me, so let him see.
This looks like a job for me, yeah?
Yeah.
You just follow me and we'll... Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they need a little controversy.
So no? It feels so empty without the FTC.
Oh, God. Shut up, you idiot.
I'm just having a look here.
Stormy's quietly glad she's not here tonight because she would have tried to slide under the desk and hide now.
I'm still trying to find this. 343 Industries, of course, we know that. That is now.
I'm pretty confident if I. This is probably wrong, like a pad phrase. If I just kicked the bucket that was underneath me, I would just fall underneath this camera where I am right now. It wouldn't take me long to slide away. All the three-letter acronyms tonight. I know, Natty.
SPC, baked beans and spaghetti for hungry little
human beings. Here we go. It signed a 10-year publishing deal with Activision in April 2010. Their first project was the 2014 first-person shooter Destiny, which was followed by Destiny 2 in 2017. In January 2019, Bungie announced it was ending this partnership and would take over publishing for Destiny. So there you go. Interesting. It must have been a case of like, we're big enough now to be able to just sort this shit out ourselves, Activision.
And I think there was a lot of creative stuff behind the scenes, because I think as soon as they split from Activision Blizzard, Destiny went free to play and... There was a whole heap of other stuff that they did, and I think it's breathed a lot of life into Destiny again. And look, and I'm racking my brain trying to think about it, but outside of MMOs, I think Destiny was the first sort of big games as a service, live service sort of thing that, well, particularly coming to consoles.
I think it was. There were other games as a live service stuff that was like WoW, you know, for example, obviously been around for a long time. And that partnership between Bungie and
Activision.
Activision made sense given WoW. Hey, cool gamers 69.
Wow.
Great number. Wow.
Wow.
So yeah, like it sort of made sense, but obviously at some point they got big enough. But that's all I've got to say on that piece, really.
Yeah.
My head just stopped there for a second. Just went,
likewise.
It just went. Fuck. What else we got? Is that it?
Well, that's about it. I do want to have a bit of a chat about Stray, though, because it is kind of the thing at the moment.
I can't wait for you to show this picture. I'm so excited about showing this
picture. I can see it already, which is why I just kind of snorted a little bit there.
It's so good.
So with Stray being... that came out today, and it looks good, even if part of me just thinks it's big because it's, oh my God, I can play as a cat. I want to pet the cat.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Like everybody's just exploding. You know what I think? Okay. You know what I think it is about this game? And we won't know until we actually dive in and start playing it. But I think what it is about this game is that obviously, you know, we live in the world of digital, and in digital, the world is meme culture. Mm. And the top... of the wazza for meme culture is obviously cat memes, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you've got... and simulators right now I'm not going to say like right now are all the rage. They've been the rage for a long time. But, you know, we've got things like tractor sims, and we've got things like farm simulator, and we've got deer simulator and goat simulator. And, you know, like we're really open to simulators now. But obviously, because like the digital community has this wonderful love of cats, to see something that's a cat simulator is like, okay, fuck, that's cool. Like, we're all going to jump on board with this. But I think the thing that has taken it to the next level is that when you, from all the things that I've read and all of the like reviews and the gameplay previews and stuff that I've seen, when you actually lift the game, like under the hood, this is a really deeply well thought out developed game where the team have gone, we've got to make this more than a cat simulator.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're not just pushing everything off the table.
No, exactly not. But also, the fact that you can just walk up to something and just fucking push it off the table is just very, thank you. No. It's just very like, okay, these guys get it. Like, these guys get that. I saw a great post by IGN. Which and the post was 10 cat things you can do in Stray. And, you know, one was putting a bag on your head and walking around and, like, you know, a couple of other things.
But brilliant.
There was this one where they just wandered up to, like, a tin paint can that was precariously balancing on the edge of a roof. They just pushed it off. And, like, that's, you know, like, the devs know. They're like, people want, they want that. They want the cat pushing the mug off the edge of the table, you know? Huzzy! Hey yo, guys, but the game will only be a thing for like 2 or 3 months.
That's all it needs. It's a first-person game. It might only last that long. But, it's free on PlayStation now, so there's going to be a lot of people playing it now.
Mm.
What do you mean? Meow.
Meow, yes. The time is meow.
Right, meow.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What is that? There's an achievement if you have a 1 hour nap. That's fucking great.
That's an achievement I can get.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Yeah. I'd do that right now.
Troy and Perth, they said the same about Goat Simulator. There's so many different versions of Goat Sim now.
Hey, Troy and Perth.
But yeah, some of the memes that are coming out of this are really good. So there's one in particular that I really like. And as an Australian that grew up in the 90s, like this particular TV show I loved. And Twitch ANZ... Twitter account has tweeted, the ANZ DLC for Stray is sorted, and it is Modigliana from the Ferals.
Amazing. No, I love this so much. I haven't seen Modigliana in years. Now, here we go. Go around the room. Obviously, we remember Modigliana and the Ferals, but is this your gen, Stormy?
No.
So you missed this.
I feel like I have seen this character somewhere before. And I don't know whether it just looks similar to something else, or I'm thinking of, like, the Hooly Doolies or whatever the case is.
I think she got on a couple of ads.
Yeah, it would have been in a couple of ads and stuff
maybe.
Like that.
Maybe. But I also, in on what you've got on the screen at the moment, shout out to Gamma putting in Fat Cat there.
Yeah. Good work, Gamma.
That's kind of a WA. Isn't that one?
No, I think that was...
What's
nationwide?
That?
What's that everywhere that thing? I was going to say, is it more
no,
WA?
No, Fat Cat was... Oh, God. No, Fat Cat's only WA.
Because
it's only associated with Channel 7 over here and Princess
That's
Margaret
right.
Hospital or the former Princess Margaret Hospital. The Bear, it was Humphrey B. Bear that was national.
Humphrey was
Yes,
Channel
I remember
9.
Humphrey.
Yeah.
And then
Duper Dog if you were in GWN, which is rural WA.
And Kenny Echidna.
Oh, on Channel 10.
Kenny Echidna on Channel 10. So you'd have missed Kenny the Echidna. So Kenny the Echidna, it's 7 o'clock. What would happen is you'd finish watching The Simpsons and maybe Neighbours. I can't remember if Neighbours was like past 7 or whatever it was. But it was one of those shows. You'd have the classic run. It'd be like Simpsons into... It'd be News into Neighbours into Simpsons into Seinfeld or something like that. And in amongst all of that would be Kenny the Echidna. And it was a classic bloody video that would finish up in him getting into bed. And it'd be like... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then would come up the giant blue fucking Channel 10 network coin. Are you going to play it?
I am.
Yeah, you're going to play it. Here we go. Good night, Captain Possum.
Oh, no, it's time for little kidneys to go to sleep.
Gotta go.
Bye, Mr. and Mrs. Kidna.
Good night, Kenny.
Good night. Gotta get to bed, brush my wee head. Gotta brush my teeth in this bed.
It's a little bit upbeat and jaunty for a time to go to bed, kids.
It is, isn't it?
Good night, Captain Possum.
Kookaburra, kangaroo. Good night, young Kenny. And good night to you.
Good night, Captain Possum. Kookaburra, kangaroo.
Good night, young Kenny. And good night to you.
Oh, I know, the sun's going down.
Here it comes.
In 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Yeah, Troy and Perth is spot on. It will be stuck in all of our heads. Oh, classic.
So good. Well,
this really is a throwback podcast today, isn't it?
Such a throwback podcast.
You know,
I'm loving it.
We're sitting here before the show, we were talking about this, and I'm sitting, because the Ferrells had two TV shows, because there was the one where they lived in the junkyard, and then they had Ferrell TV, which was like the 5-minute quick sort of one.
Yeah, see, I don't remember Ferrell TV.
I can remember the Ferrell TV theme song, but I can't remember the original Ferrells theme song.
I remember I don't remember the whole thing, but it was... The Ferrells, they're going to get you there, the Ferrells. And there was like Rattus P. Rattus, and there was, I can't remember the other ones. But
there was Darren the dog, because I got, my real name's Darren, and I got shit for that, because Darren was very close to Darren. And
Darren the dog. But yeah, there's a classic, the classic comment in the chat right now is from It's Huzzy, and it's the prostitute cat. And this is the thing, you don't know that as a kid at the time, right? But looking back on this cat and just remembering the show, there's every chance that this cat was a prostitute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like that, because the whole thing about the ferals were feral animals.
It
was like a rat, a rabbit, a cat, and a dog.
Rattus P. Rattus was an asshole. Like, he was just such a jerk. And you could just tell he was dealing drugs. Like, he was that sort of thing. So anyway, that was our childhood story.
And they always made fun of, like, the native animals too.
Yeah,
you remember that?
So,
like,
yeah. Fuck the native animals. Good times.
Oh, good times. But, you know, I think we should get into...
play a bit of Stray. Do you want to see a bit of Stray?
Yeah.
Play a bit of Stray.
I think this is your setup, Pete.
Stray.
So I think you can play Stray.
No, you play a bit of Stray.
You sure? It's your, like, it's you paid for it.
Well,
okay, all right.
We'll roll for it. Ready? Hang on. You got to do rock, paper, scissors, and then shoot, okay?
Okay, so 1,
rock,
2,
rock, paper, scissors,
two.
Shoot.
Fuck!
All right, you win. Go on. You all play.
Right. Okay. So let's switch that over.
Oh, look, there it is. Bloody good game of the week. Hey, Aussie Broadband. Here we are. Broadband. Bloody good game of the week.
Need to find it first.
We're diving in. There it is. Just grab it, where it was recent games. Just hit start and play. I'm really excited to see this game. We've got what? We've got 15 minutes. So we'll fuck around with this game for 15 minutes and we'll piss off. Good night, Captain Possum. Kookaburra Kangaroo.
Good night, young Kenny.
And good night to you. I think this game uses an autosave feature. Do not turn off your system. Stray's best experience with a gamepad.
That's all right. We're playing keyboard and mouse.
Adjust the value. Oh, God, I'm so excited. I love this part of the game where you get to adjust the values of the fucking screen for half an hour, for Christ's sake. Get into the goddamn game.
Whenever it asks me to do that, like particularly in like horror games and stuff like that, bright.
Right.
Yeah, I want to be able to see everything. Right.
You're ruining the atmosphere if you just make it so bright.
I kind of want to skip the cutscene so we can play, but I also don't want to. I know you got to watch the cutscene.
We need to get emotionally invested. Like I'm already looking at this cat and going, "Fuck, I feel you, dog."
I don't want to get wet.
Like, this looks rough. Yeah. This looks like a rough night. This poor cat's just sitting there. Oh no! Scary storms. Scary storms. That's it. This is how the tutorial starts. Nice. Okay.
All right, here we go.
So you've literally taken control of the cat in the first like 5 seconds.
Cannot zoom in on the cat with the wheel mouse.
Okay.
WASD. Let's go.
All right. So you're walking.
Ooh, what's the cue do
with the other cat? Oh my God! The cat is playing with the other cat's tail. This is the best thing ever. Oh. They're playing with each other.
I'm waiting for that's the, so like, cute. I like this. No, I don't like this anymore. I'm going to punch you.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that too. Okay, so they've played with each other a little bit. So move over to another cat. Is this another animation? Oh, a little bit more play. Oh, that's gorgeous. Cat game. Yeah. Hello, Doormat Life.
Last cat. What does the last cat do?
Yeah, this cat will kick you off the edge. You watch. That's it. This is how the game starts. Okay. Oh, no. Oh. Okay. So they're just hanging out. Jump off the edge.
Oh.
All you can do is sit there. All you can do is sit on the edge. Try again.
Can I?
You can only sit on the edge. Oh, that is bullshit.
Okay, so I can run holding down shift. All right, we're going to take a running jump.
Nothing.
Nah.
Okay. All right. Well, what else we got? Can't see a little circle there.
We're all going to curl up on the box.
Oh my gosh, jump off like the cliff.
A classic cat gear.
Yeah. We're all having a nap under a bridge on a cardboard box.
I wonder if this is like the hour.
So this is where we're going to stop for an hour so we get that achievement. Yes. We're going to have a nap.
But Natty was talking about in chat.
I found out today, this is what Natty said, average play time is around 5 hours. Short games for the win. I
do
I like that.
Oh, I do.
Oh, the butterflies.
Meow. The butterfly's just like, the butterfly has woken the cat up. Now the cat's looking around. I bet his mates have gone. I know
two of them.
They're still there.
No, two.
They're still there. One's sitting at the edge.
Do you think we're going to see something from The Lion King out of this?
Maybe.
Simba.
How many people
have been? I meant more like the falling that you were trying to implement at the beginning of the game. Right. That's fine.
Yes. Oh no, he just jumped off. Oh my God. And he just jumped off. And now he just jumped off.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a pipe there. So now we're walking down the pipe.
Inside the wall.
What is that weird writing?
I don't know. Maybe that's how cats see English.
That's a very good point. I have never read in cat before. Cat language. It's Huzzy knows. Cat language. I'm so glad they've got a translator ready. I have absolutely no idea.
Be like playing Tunic all over again. Just cannot read anything.
Oh, God. Little cat meows. Meow. 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 Okay, so we're at the bottom of the ravine.
All right.
This giant
this
pipe.
So pretty.
Beautiful.
What's back here? I always go backwards first. Never go the way the game wants me to go.
100%,
man. I want to explore.
You never know when you're going to end up in a secret cave full of bananas.
That's it. Can't climb the ladders as a cat. Got that. Right. Space bar. Ah, oh, we can jump up. There's just got to be something to jump up onto.
Mm. Can you run?
Yes.
Oh, you can run. Oh, look at him gallop. Oh.
Cannot go in the water. Confirmed.
Yep. Okay. Let's.
So it looks like you're locked to the ledge as well. So you can't just walk off a left. You've got to actually press space bar to get down the ledge.
That's pretty friendly.
Whatever the game. Oh, yes. Oh. That's quite a big... Oh, yes.
Oh, jump
found
again.
Somewhere else to go.
Oh, I wonder if you can, like, go... Okay, you must be able to go all the way. Maybe? No, you're just jumping around.
Yeah.
What's the meow button on PC? Oh, that's a great question.
Hang on.
Maybe it's his ultimate. Press Q.
His ultimate?
No.
It's not M.
Is it the number buttons? Alt? Oh.
Huh?
No, I think that was just him jumping down too far.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay, it's alt.
It's alt!
I found it.
That sounded like a chicken. Is there a chicken in there? That sounds like a chicken. Hang on.
Oh, look, it even tells me. If I'd just gone forward from
left,
the start...
There we go, left alt. Spams alt. Yes, Huzzy. Are they all following you now? Have you like? Have you called them or something?
I have a posse. A posse of pussies.
Oh, Jesus Christ. God, that is a...
You're like leading an army right now.
Yeah. God, that's a classic pipe sound effect, isn't it? Every pipe in every game ever created that looks like that in this environment or setting sounds like that. Great jump there. Great jump.
Thank you. It's a platformer in me coming out. This is a gorgeous environment, too, just quite.
A pussy posse, as Troy and Perth would say.
Oh, I can't interact with my friend. Ooh, what's this?
What's that? You can drink the water.
Yep. Okay, cool. We're drinking the tepid water. All are good.
You can... What's the other cue?
Aww.
It is cute, isn't it?
It really is.
Like, and I was quite surprised, actually. I expected this game to be closer to, like, $60-$70, but it was... to pay for it? $40? $45 or something?
Well, that's pretty good. I was expecting it to be at like $60-$70 as well.
Yeah. I think that's hype. Like, I reckon that's hype because the game looks quite good. It, you know, people have been saying good things about it, and then obviously it's, you know, it's got quite a bit of hype behind it too. Mm. You know, I think that's sort of expectation. So to come in there and go bang, $45, all right, that's actually not that bad.
All right, I'm gonna hurry through a little bit.
Yeah, see
if we
can get
to some meat and potatoes.
Some action.
Game. Yeah. Although I am enjoying just exploring and seeing what I can jump on as the cat.
I do like the way the cat moves. It's very cat-like, being a cat.
Ooh,
hang on.
Glowy stuff.
You found a door.
I did, but I'm not. I do not have opposable thumbs, so I cannot open the door.
Just cosmetic. Hold space to chain jumps.
Aww.
Great chain jumping.
Look at you go.
Yep. All right, so you just chain jumped a heap of pipes.
Cannot run on pipes, which is probably good for safety.
Super chill Tokyo jungle vibes.
A little bit of parkour.
Parkour.
Bit of Mirror's Edge.
Mirror's Edge. I don't know if I do the same thing. Not sure. Yeah, we could throw the stumps. Is there anything here? You've got something. Oh, you're climbing. Okay, you're under.
Oh.
I didn't become a liquid like cats do, though, and just slide under.
No.
Okay, so you can look around.
Hold right mouse to observe, so you can have a bit of a look, yeah. Okay.
Surely if there's, like, a crate or a box on the floor, you could just, like, jump straight into it, no matter what the size.
Yeah,
100%.
Right.
Careful, Jim.
I don't want to fall off. This is a bit... Ooh, cutscene.
Cutscene.
Uh-oh, that pipe looked like
it was
very
steady.
Oh,
no.
No. No, kitty.
Don't do it, kitty.
No.
Huh?
No.
It's going to fall.
Oh, no. No.
No.
No. Oh, no.
No. Oh, look at the claw marks.
Oh, look at it. Oh, he's trying to get up. Oh, no. He's fallen.
Who was it that called the Lion King moment earlier?
It was me. I'm sorry. Oh.
That's one of the 9 lives.
Oh, I'm so sad.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'm really sad about the cat.
Well, now it's all dark and gloomy.
So sad.
Now he's not happy. Come on, cat.
Oh, no. I want to hear the cat's meows now, just to... And they still kind of sound the same. Oh, camera.
He's not, has he got a little limp?
He has a limp.
No!
Oh, that is so
Why?
Sore. And you stop and he has to sit down.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Get up, cat.
And the screen just went black.
He just passed out. The cat just passed out. Was that a death or is this a cutscene?
No, I think it's a cutscene, but it was not pleasant.
No, that was really sad. Okay, there's some action happening with the electricity in this area of the pipeline that he's in.
The cat's become a ghost and is possessing things.
What's going on here? There's a yellow light. It's opening up. The door's opening.
Something just ran under the door.
What just moved?
Yeah, what is that?
I'm going to say rats. Rats live in sewers, don't they?
Mate, I would hazard a guess that you'd be right.
Oh, the cat's okay. It's all right. Whew. Be a pretty short game if it wasn't. All right, back in control.
Okay.
Seems to be...
All right, head towards the
can
light.
Can you run?
Thought I can go faster. It's not as fast running as it was before, so obviously still...
Bit of a trot.
Yeah. All right, what's under this door?
I wonder what the,
Ooh, achievement.
Okay, we've entered
okay,
the
Okay, now this is nice.
Dead City.
Oh, wow.
Guess this is a very attractive place. Ooh, what the... That is not a rat. That is something creepy.
Those were rats with red eyes.
I'm just going to get up here so I can steer clear of whatever the hell that was.
So true, Huzzy. Licks leg, instantly heals.
There's a camera looking at me. Can I SWAT camera? Honestly, cannot SWAT
camera.
That would
be good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you're clearly like rolling through a bit of a mystery here. It's not just get the cat home, but also what the hell happened to this city?
Where did those things go?
It's disappeared.
Up and went like a fart in the wind. Alright, so yeah, a lot of this game is like exploring. Okay, so that water's not very tasty.
Gross green water.
Cannot lap at this stuff.
I reckon get us to like the next bit of genuine action.
Okay.
And then we'll
Ooh, follow me.
Follow me.
And there's pictures of cats on the monitors. That
And there's the camera in the corner as well, and it's following you. Interesting.
Mm.
What a mystery. I'd love to see speedrunners tackle this.
What's that back to you?
I don't think I can cope watching that same cat fall multiple times. Once is enough.
That's a YouTube
I've got
video,
a bucket.
Isn't it? Just the cat falling on the loop.
Where's that running water? The puzzle solver in me is hearing the water running, and I'm wanting to take this bucket and fill it up.
There's a gap in that wall there. Or are you trying to avoid that?
See if you can jump up on that pipe.
Mmm.
Now begin.
Hey.
Oh, maybe.
Ah, so if I drop this bucket.
Yeah, send the bucket in there.
Hang on, no, I wanna just knock it off the edge.
So no. Jump into the fan.
What?
You can't.
Okay, wow. You can like this is really interesting. There
They don't want you hurting the cat.
They don't want you hurting the cat. I love that as a design mechanic.
Hey, look. You did it. Oh,
please tell me. Please tell me. Yes!
Hey, you can push the buckets off the roof!
And one more for good measure.
I really admire and love the fact that you can't just send this cat into fan blades as a design mechanic for this game. I think that is really well done. And that comes with saying, you know, things like... I can't remember, what was that Netflix documentary about the murderer? Do you guys remember that? The murderer with the cats?
No.
I have to find, if somebody's in chat can let us know. I can't remember.
I love how you just had to press Q twice just to get off the edge. That was pretty good.
You got to be able to jump through that glass, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to imagine so. But yeah, nice little puzzles.
Yeah.
Oh, we still got a mystery. Still following me. Yeah, no. This is pretty cool.
It's cool.
What do we do on the rug?
Stop.
Big scratch?
Oh, you can use the mouse to claw at the...
Oh, you're clawing the rug.
Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ.
You're making biscuits.
That's incredible.
Okay.
Oh, kind of have to...
I love that.
I'm buying this when I get home.
Yeah. I'm down, man.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's probably...
We'll call it a night.
I think we'll call it a night now, but that's straight. Our bloody good game of the week, thanks to Aussie Broadband.
There we go. Don't fuck with cats. Hunting an internet killer. That's the Netflix documentary.
Cool. But yes, that's good fun. it's a nice little exploration with puzzle game. Yeah. Definitely cool. And if it's only 5 hours, that's right up my alley.
Yep. Alley cat.
That's it.
What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask, because I found my gaming habits have changed over the last couple of years, where before I'd be happy to sit down and sink 70 to 100 hours into a game. Now, I don't. And so I appreciate 5 hour games.
Yeah. It's so funny, because before I knew we were going to play Stray, my bloody good game of the week was going to be The Witcher, but I was going to have a bit of a whinge because I've played so much of it now, I kind of just want it to be done with because the game is so bloody big. And I have no issue with the content or, it's fun. But, yeah, I just knowing, looking at Stray and me going, okay, this is 5 hours. This is really achievable. This is doable.
Yeah.
And that is more appealing to me right now.
Yeah, and it's just, it's chill. You just go around at your own pace.
Chill.
And because there's no way to die in it, by the look of it, you just go through until you sort out the puzzle.
Yeah, so the whole point of it is play the story. It's a narrative, clearly. Yeah. a cat sim to a degree, but really it's a narrative, and the whole point is, mate, keep you on your path, find out the mystery. And I like that. I really like that. God, well done. Who developed the game? Who was the developers? I just want to shout them out, because that's a very cool thing.
Steam will tell me. But yes, Natty, Woodcat again.
It's developed by Blue 12 Studio and published by Annapurna Interactive.
Yeah, Annapurna, great publishing studio, but Blue 12 in particular. Well done, ladies and gents.
I wonder what else they've done.
Blue 12?
Yeah. Neon, that might just be... No, this is just an Annapurna one on the Steam store. But yes, definitely go get it. Go get it, meow.
Ha! Right meow?
Right meow. Right meow.
Right meow?
Yep.
Okay. I'll get a meow. I already got a meow. Storm, are you going to get a meow?
I might get a meow.
Okay, meow.
Yeah. Meow, meow.
Meow.
Meow, meow.
should we get out of here?
I think we should. Because we all want to go play this game now.
Yeah. Right meow.
And it's good. And it's dinner time. It's great.
Thanks so much for watching. And thank you so much for listening as well if you hit us on the podcast. Please keep an ear out because we've got a couple of changes happening with regards to where the podcast is going to be appearing very soon. That'll all be finalized by sort of the end of next week. GameOnOz.com, man, I think we're on track to hit our first ever 10,000 month, 10,000 readership month on GameOnOz.com, which
is really exciting.
Which is really big for us. It's huge. So thanks for supporting us. Hope you're enjoying the new website because it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And shout out to Mikey, whose story today about Bayonetta 3
took off.
It took off. And like, it's just a good story. Go read it.
I rock it.
And everything else on GameOnOz.com.
Thanks for joining us tonight. Thanks for hanging around. Stormy, lovely to see you. Can't wait to catch up in person, man.
Yeah, same. I can't wait to be there in the studio next week.
Just wish you could be right, meow.
Yeah.
Bye. Thanks, Aussie Broadband, by the way, before we go.
Yes. Got to
thanks, Aussie Broadband.
Now we can get.
Now bye.
Bye.